I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it. What's new? How's your bracket? How are your teams doing?
I don't know.
How is it? How is it 127 degrees in here?
I don't know.
This is a new record, for a new studio record time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 127. We have the countdown here. What we need is a digital temperature in here.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. You need a thermostat in there.
Lots to get to. You know, this is just unbelievable. Earlier today, I see this. Dan Wokin tweets this. Michael Avenatti, attorney to the stars, tweets earlier today, Ramona, he tweets, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be holding a press conference to disclose a major high school college basketball scandal perpetuated by Nike that we have uncovered. This criminal conduct reaches the highest levels of Nike and involves some of the biggest names in college basketball. So more big trouble on the horizon. Except that, according to reports, like 5 minutes later, federal authorities arrested this same dude
for the guy that just said that?
For allegedly attempting to extort $20 million from Nike.
$20 million?
Yeah. So.
Well, he said there was more, and there's more.
Yeah, it leaves a lot of unanswered questions, though, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. I mean, all right, first of all, if this dude was actually trying to extort money from Nike, he should go right to prison and spend the rest of his life there, right? But
I don't think so.
But that doesn't mean he's lying. That doesn't mean he had a story. I mean, presumably when he went to Nike, he had some goods to try and extort them with, right?
Well, they're already in trouble. They're not going to go, hey, man, okay, I'll pay you $20 million and you won't say something else that everybody probably else knows.
Well, see, here's the thing. He announced his presser too early. Apparently 24 hours notice on a presser that threatens one of the biggest companies in the world is too much to give them.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lot in that period.
Because somehow 5 minutes later, federal authorities closed in on this guy.
While he was up there?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is where he'll be.
Yeah, I don't know the exact the exact timeline is not known to me right at the moment. Let me just check this, see is Stephen Portney's deal. But apparently, and they not only have this guy's in trouble on two coasts, apparently. There are two different cases against this lawyer.
Against this one dude?
Yeah, two different cases. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say he was arrested today pursuant to a two-count felony complaint charging him with wire fraud and bank fraud. He was also arrested pursuant to a several federal case in New York. The complaint alleges that Avenatti said he'd refrain from holding a press conference if Nike paid his client $1.5 million, agreed to retain him to conduct an internal investigation for which he and a co-conspirator. There it is, co-conspirator. There's no such animal as co-conspirator. I keep trying to tell you alleged geniuses this. I know you like to use that term, conspire, and you can tell me all you want. Conspire means to plot with others. Therefore, co-conspirator is a redundancy. It's elementary, quite frankly. And I know that there's some notion in law that, well, you can have a... No, sorry. Would be paid at a minimum between $15 and $25 million. So he wanted to be put on retainer. This stuff is too funny. By the way, Texter 940, who is welcoming us back, Ramona, says that we've been going way too long and they need us back. Thank you. It's good to be missed. He says $20 million is way too little to ask from Nike. That's a fair point. You would think if you're going to extort Nike, you'd go for like $1 billion, right?
I would think so. If you're going to do it, I mean, because you're going to get in trouble.
$20 million, it's like, you lose a $20 bill in your jeans, you don't know where it went, and it upsets you. That's, you know, because you were going to, you know, I don't know, buy pizza later. That's what that is to Nike. $20 million to Nike is pizza money.
Yeah, that's why. Pizza money. That's why 5 minutes after his presser, he got arrested. Yeah. He said, we don't care about $20 million.
Yeah. The complaint, again, alleges that Avenatti said he'd refrain from holding a press conference if Nike paid his client $1.5 million, agreed to retain him to conduct an internal investigation for which he and a co-conspirator, again, their words, would be paid at a minimum between $15 and $25 million. So he wanted to be on retainer for $20 million.
That sounds like Rick, what is his name? Rick Pitino is going to help the FBI with the investigation.
Dude is facing significant criminal charges on each coast. Yeah, that really puts a dent in your plans. You know, puts a dent in your plans when you're planning tomorrow to drop the goods, the alleged goods on Nike and all these big names in basketball. And then 5 minutes later, you're being charged on each coast.
Yeah, that is bad.
Repeating, this is from Stephen Portnoy, who is a broadcaster with CBS News Radio. Repeating, Michael Avenatti now faces charges in federal court on both coasts. Federal prosecutors allege he not only tried to extort millions from Nike, but also stole millions from a client and a bank.
He stole it to give to Nike.
I'm guessing that press conference is not the one that he originally intended. I'm guessing you're not really going to hear about that for a while, at least until some prison testimony, because I'm guessing that Michael's going away for a long time. And that may be part of the deal.
Can he use that stuff that he knows to get out of trouble?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Again, he knows a bunch of stuff.
To be clear, we don't. Thank you, Brent. Brent Anderson also says, been missing y'all. Welcome back. Thank you, Brent. To be clear, we don't really know that his information isn't true. I mean, again, remember when Canseco came out with that book and everyone said, oh, he's a piece of crap. Why would anybody believe him? Well, the reason to believe him was he was telling the truth. Yes, he's a piece of crap. Yes, no one cares for him and no one believes, no one thinks highly of him. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't telling the truth in the book. Again, my point when that came out is, why would he single out particular individuals? Why would he use people by name, you know, in that manner? Would anybody do that? Who knows? I mean, we live in an insane world where some 36-year-old thug on a subway was literally kicking a 78-year-old woman the other day who was sitting there with her bundles. Well, a whole audience of people stood by and watched. That's the world we live in.
Nobody intervened.
No, they took pictures.
Him?
No, they took cell phone pictures.
No,
they made oohs and ahs sounds like they were watching a high school fight. No. They sat there and they were all cowards and they did nothing. They did nothing while this absolute thug, alleged tough guy, is sitting there and in slow motion, repeatedly kicking an elderly woman in the head. And
is she all right?
She received emergency medical treatment on the scene like a stop or two later. But nobody intervened.
No, they didn't show anybody from behind the cameras coming up and stopping.
No. All the people from behind
were taking cell phone pictures.
Nobody intervened. And when he left, he said, basically put this on World Star, something I can't say.
So, and then he got done and walked away while they're filming it.
Yeah. This is LOL, and Evan Naughty thought about running for president. Yeah. He'd be president of the local chapter in a prisons club.
Well, you got to have something good.
But yeah, this is the world. This is the world we live in. Nobody intervened in that. Nobody,
that's disgusting.
Yeah. It, you know, as bad as the action, I think all those other people were equally bad.
Any of them could have run up and, I mean.
Right. I get that we live in a world full of people who carry weapons and
yes, but if there's a bunch of people, right, somebody in the crowd didn't feel like he could go up.
It doesn't matter. Even if today's a good day to die. All right.
If he was kicking her, he probably didn't have a weapon.
Right. Well, who knows? But. The answer to that is today is a good day to die.
You didn't even try.
That's the point. The point is that somebody, you know what? If we're all gonna die anyway, you might as well die a hero. You might as well die a hero.
I mean, you can't sit there
and let that happen.
No, that's awful.
You know, but that's the world we live in. In any case, Evan Naughty, now facing charges in federal court on both coasts. Man, it's just so disruptive to your day, Ramona. You know, tomorrow I got a big day planned. We'll go on Twitter. We ride it. We're going to drop the bomb, alleged bomb on Nike and all these conspirators. We're going to lay out all these big names in college basketball. This is a wrong answer.
You don't tell your plan anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You don't. I mean, right.
Who tells their plan?
Right. Did Clemson give Alabama the game plan before the game?
We're going to beat you in this.
Right. I know you want to publicize that you're going to make the announcement, but just stay on the down low until then.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Hide out in your mother's basement until then.
He's not a very good criminal.
Right. Hide out in your mother's basement until then, Evan Naughty, especially when they have all these alleged issues. But this is special stuff.
Especially he's got warrants everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this is really special stuff. I mean, you don't hear of too many people who are facing charges in federal court on both coasts. And again, federal prosecutors allege Michael Evan Naughty tried to extort millions from Nike, but also stole millions from a client in a bank. Different coast.
Did he think they weren't him on the other coast?
Well, you know, here's another thing. We haven't heard from the north or the south yet.
Oh, yeah.
We've only heard from the east and the west.
He's been in Texas. He's been in Washington State. Right. He's everywhere.
Right. Maybe Iowa has a complaint or something, you know, or Montana. I'm curious exactly how this will play out. But, again, the bottom line in all this is this guy may be the biggest slimeball piece of crap on earth. Doesn't mean he doesn't have some information that's worth hearing.
That's what I said. I said, why didn't he? That's what I said. Do you think he'll trade some info to get out of trouble?
Dex says Clemson could have given the game plan to Bama. It read, we are throwing to the Waldos. Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's certainly an ugly situation. I just thought it was funny because, again, I saw Woken's tweet on Evan Naughty originally, and I retweeted it, and it was that he's going to drop this bomb tomorrow. 5 minutes later, dude's under arrest.
No presser.
See, again, I don't know how all that works. It seems extremely coincidental Seems extremely coincidental that
they were
you
threatened
Nike and then 5 minutes later you're in jail.
He went, here I am over here. This is where I'm going to do my press conference. They went, oh, that's where he's at. We've been looking for him.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. Lots to get to. We'll be right back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in today for 8 pieces of Bojangles perfectly seasoned chicken for just $10.99 and get 4 free made from scratch buttermilk biscuits. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You've heard
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Former Clemson national champion Deshaun Watson wants to play football with you. Attend the Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp. Kids in grades 1 through 8 can join former Clemson star on May the 18th at Clemson University's indoor-outdoor football practice facility. Register at watsoncamp.com. Deshaun will be on-site and joined by area coaches to provide small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. It's Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp. Visit watsoncamp.com today. Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
If you're opening a new business or your current business needs updated branding, call the pros at Electric City Signs to make your brand come to life. They take care of the entire design process from logo to install, channel letters, road signs, LED message centers. They do it all. Serving upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia businesses. Remember, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Mention this ad to receive a 5% discount. 864-225-5352. Go Tigers.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, gets the numbers, crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
They have like one big a chain of losers or something. And listen to this. This is from BNL News. Kevin sent me this. Again, we're going with a co-conspirator here. That's what it says in the article. Alleged co-conspirator with Michael Avenatti is celebrity attorney Mark Geragos. I have no idea who that is. Who's a legal analyst on CNN and also represents Jussie Smollett, the other piece of crap. The alleged actor who framed getting beat up and claimed he was a victim.
So
the alleged partner of Avenatti in this crime
is that guy's lawyer?
Is a CNN legal analyst who's also represented Jussie Smollett.
That guy's in a lot of trouble too.
The ties that bind. What a beautiful world. What a beautiful world. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. You can join the conversation. We're going to get to a lot of basketball. I have other people sending me stuff on Krzyzewski, and I have to go read that first. I appreciate you giving me a heads up on that. I will go and read the story allegedly in the that's allegedly in the Rally News and Observer. I don't know what it involves, but I will endeavor to look that up. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. It's just so, I mean, we live in a world of nuts, Ramona. Like the coach, you know, here's how to go from being a Cinderella and everybody's darling to being something other than that in a heartbeat. Uh-huh. Russ Turner, who's the coach of the Cal Irvine Anteaters, who, by the way, I picked him to win two games. They won one game, right? He's talking about a player for Oregon the other night, and he's talking to him during the game, and the player's last name is King, and he keeps calling him Queen.
Oh, no.
On purpose.
He is?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah, and he admitted it afterward. Yeah,
that's just not right.
He was just trying to get to him, he said, because, you know, and it was working for a while, and then, you know, he played better at the end because he's a, you know, a good player, and we have respect for him.
Oh, he did that on purpose. Yeah. I was wondering how he would get Queen out of camp.
Yeah, good thing, buddy, you're a leader of men, and that,
I know.
Look, it's one thing for one of your players to be doing that.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be doing that.
The coach can't be doing that himself. You can't be during the game calling the other team's player when you know his name is King, calling him Queen. You cannot be doing that. See, and if you do, then all of a sudden you're not everybody's darling anymore. Now you're this villainous character.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't help your image. It doesn't make people want to root for you. And of course, there are no darlings left. A tourney that has been basically devoid of Cinderella's or David's, if you will, advancing, is kaput, gone, poof, done, no more. By the way, poof, you know what else is poof? Poof was the day before.
Do I know what else is poof?
Yeah, yesterday or the day before is the 18th anniversary. I saw Randy Johnson trending on Twitter, the former great Major League Baseball pitcher.
I remember him.
Yeah, 6'10", lefty, power pitcher, throw 100 miles an hour. Yeah. And I couldn't think of why would Randy Johnson be trending 18 years or all this time later.
Right.
And so I looked it up and then... Oh yeah, I remembered. It was the 18th anniversary of the bird goes poof. Randy Johnson let loose with a high fastball, and on the flight to the plate, it hit a bird.
Oh no! Is that right?
Yeah.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not. But the good news in that case was the bird felt no pain because the bird exploded.
Oh no! I don't want to. Hear that the bird exploded.
Oh, no, yeah, exploded. Like, you know what it looked like? You know what it looked like? It would look like if you severed your pillow in half and your pillow was full of goose down feathers.
Yeah.
And then you took both halves and you threw it up in the air.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Just one big cloud of feathers. Yeah, again, look, it's really the way to go. I mean, first of all...
It's really the way to go. Hit by a baseball.
Minding
your own business, flying around.
Right, but in bird heaven, you're going to have a hell of a story to share.
Oh, yeah, you got a story.
So all your bird friends, yet I died by Randy Johnson. This one got eaten by a cat, you know. Hit a car.
Yeah, you know, I hit a car.
Fell out of a tree when they were drunk.
Yeah.
You know, but in this particular case, this bird has a story, a heavenly story for the ages. He'll tell all his friends, man, I got hit by one of the greatest left-handed pitchers ever. And I never felt a thing. Never saw it coming. Never felt a thing. You can only hope to go that way.
Oh, no. I might have to see this.
No, but
is there a video?
Oh, sure there is. There is. Yeah. And you know what's really interesting?
I'm not a bird fan, but I don't think that.
And no, again, trust me, the bird never felt a thing. There's no way you can just disintegrate into feathers, in a cloud of feathers, and have felt a thing. You didn't.
That was like 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, 95, 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour.
Puff. And you know, the thing is, you know, look, it could have been a strike that just deflected off or something, and then the bird would have been injured and everybody. No, just hit him straight on.
Oh, everybody would have. They would have taken him. Stop the game.
Yeah,
taken
stop him the game. Vet. Send everybody home. PETA come in. No,
PETA come in.
There was nothing PETA left. There was nothing left for PETA to inspect. No, nothing left for PETA.
And what is this called? I have to see this now. I'm
Randy
sorry.
Johnson hits bird with fastball. I guess. I don't know what it's called. Look it up. You will find it. I promise you. And so, it was the 18th anniversary of, and you know what the other funny part of it is? The batter.
That was a pigeon?
Yeah, I guess it was a pigeon. I don't really know what it was. It was because when you see it.
One thing says pigeon, one thing says dove. No, I'm sad.
Well, pigeon, dove, all the same. Pigeon, dove. In a moment, it's just going to be feathers, so you don't need to worry about what it was. It's not anymore. And then the other funny part of it is the batter at home plate.
Oh.
Did you see it?
It just disintegrated.
Right. That's what I said. Never felt the thing.
All you see is feathers.
Feathers,
yeah,
right.
Those feathers are white. That was a dove. That's kind of sad. Oh. And there's no body left or anything.
No. It just, like I said, just disintegrated. Disintegrated. And then the other funny part about that situation is that the batter was Calvin Murray.
Okay, that didn't do anything for me.
He's the uncle of Kyler Murray, who might be the first pick in this NFL draft.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense why Kyler Murray tried baseball or wanted to go to baseball, perhaps.
And then, you know, the look of the expressions on the people around home plate were very surprised, too, because they didn't really know what happened. They didn't know where the ball went, where the bird went.
Well, it doesn't, from the video, it doesn't look, you know if you were there that it was a bird, but by this video, it just looks like somebody
puff of feathers.
Yeah, that's all it looks like. Yeah. That is just sad.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's just too sad.
Yeah, it was all over in just a split second, so there's that.
That's a freak, talk about freak accident.
Yeah. And the state is done in basketball, basically. We still have South Carolina women who are playing. The Clemson men's team lost in the NIT. It wasn't a particularly inspired performance, I didn't think. And it wasn't an inspired crowd. And I think everyone in basketball has got to be better. Crowd support's got to be better. But look, down the stretch of the game, Clemson had a chance. You took advantage of a flagrant one call to get back in the game when I forget who on Wichita State grabbed Marquise Reed from behind, tugged his shirt from behind as he was trying to get into a transition. That got you back in the game. But with about 50 seconds left, Elijah Thomas had a really good low block opportunity and missed the shot. And that's how this whole season has gone. It's been disappointing in terms of not achieving the level that you can, but that's how sport works sometimes. It's just the way it is. Clemson lost a lot of tough games this year. People are already asking me about next year's team. I think next year's team is going to be pretty exciting, quite honestly. And I think it's going to be a much better perimeter defensive team than this year's team. Much better. That's even losing Scara. I think Newman's going to be every bit the defender Scara is. Very similar. He's going to give you those same ingredients, and you won't have an ailing Sheldon Mitchell on defense. And so I think your perimeter defense will actually be better. And so you're going to have to again identify your offensive pieces, but I think Jonathan Bear is going to be one of those. I think Clyde Trapp is going to be one of those. I think White is going to be one of those. I think White can score. I think Hunter Tyson can score. I think the two new players, all three new players are going to be impactful players. But I think two, Almir Dawes and Young, are going to play right from the beginning. So there's that. Texas Sunday, March 24th, bad day for Clemson sports. You know, the ladies team lost to Shaquille O'Neal. The female version of Shaquille.
What? What?
I mean,
the woman was as big as him.
Oh yeah, this chick is huge. her name is McGowan. I mean, she's 6'7" high, and her caboose is like 5 feet wide. And so you can't move her. You can't do anything with her. You know, if she establishes post up position, you know, she's not exactly fleet footed, not exactly nimble. But once she establishes low block position, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Nothing you could do. The Clemson women's team had an incredible year. Coach Butler had an incredible season. Just to be at this point, and look, that Mississippi State team is really good. They could potentially win the whole thing. Clemson wasn't going to beat that team at this point in the process. You're in an upward evolution.
My goodness.
What?
She towers over everybody else.
I told you. They faced Lady Shaq.
Oh, man.
And she wound up with like 30 points. I don't know what she had. Early in the game, she was in and out. She wasn't doing that much. But
a wall.
Yeah, in the second half of that game, she just went and planted her big caboose right on the low block. And there was nothing anybody could do. She's just laying the ball in time and time and time again. Does it say how many she had? Check the box score. See what she had. She had 28, 30, something like that. No. Something like that. Text says, how does she compare to Brittany Griner from Baylor? Well, she doesn't. Now that texter wrote Griner. I don't know if that was intentional or otherwise. But she doesn't really. I mean, she's not the player that, nor the athlete that Brittany Griner was. But then again, you know, but she's enormous, right? She's a thick girl. Thick. She's big and she's thick. Tall and wide.
She is a lot bigger than the rest of them. Yeah. That is the truth.
Yeah, so there's just not much you can do with her, right? There just isn't.
They just said, stand here.
Right, and look, I love Clemson's style of play. I think that it's aggressive. You know, you're trying to get out and run in transition. You know, early on, Clemson had some situations where they beat Mississippi State's pressure down the court and got easy looks on the opposite end. But the one thing you are going to have to rein in is you're going to have to rein in the turnovers. You're going to have to – that's something that moving forward you're going to have to control. Even – listen, here's the thing. If you play with pace, you acknowledge going in that you're going to have more turnovers than a team that doesn't. It's just the way it works. You're going to have more turnovers. It's a higher possession game. You're taking more chances. You're going to have more turnovers. But you shouldn't be having 30. You know, I don't know what it was yesterday. But there were a ton of travels against Clemson yesterday. I don't know how many. I just lost count. It was repetitive. And they were all legitimate, too. So, you know, that's the one element. And yes, you want to play with pace. I love that. Love that element. But the one thing you are going to have to control a little bit is the turnovers. And some of it is you're playing elite teams who are also playing with pace, like Mississippi State was, and trying to force pace, which pressure will do. So it was sort of a wild game, really, both ways. But, you know, when it settled into the half court, they could just dump it into Shaq. And, you know, Shaq would take one step.
Jeez.
And Shaq would just overpower.
Just put her arm out.
Right.
Put her arm out right. This way.
Come on, man. The girl is 6'7", and she's like 5.5 feet wide.
Yeah, she's big. She's not just tall.
No. Not just big. Right, not just tall. Nothing anybody can do with her. Quick break. You want to get in. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Joe's is the finest Italian food anywhere. Mangia. Get there. You'll thank me later. You know, it's just unbelievable. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They smother them with... they stuff them with hot, melted, cheesy goodness. And then they serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. I have tried sauce in 42, 43 states. That's the finest sauce I've ever tasted. And that's the basis for all the red sauce dishes. When you dip those garlic knots in that sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. This is before you get to appetizers like pepperoni twist platter, meatballs and marinara. It's all just incredible. The meatball sliders, which Greg wrote, said the greatest appetizer ever. And then the entrees, the taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the chicken parm, the lasagna, which is incredible, real lasagna, authentic lasagna, the pizza, which is award-winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, except for the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York. There's just nothing like Joe's. Bring the family, bring the friends, get to Joe's. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Get two for just $5.
If you missed out on the weekend sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, don't you fret. Through March, the outlet is keeping their prices at an all-time low so that everyone has a chance to save big money. Shop our now larger selection of Serta and Beautyrest mattresses and take your new mattress home same day. With the lowest prices and the largest selection in the upstate, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is sure to have a mattress for you. Open 7 days a week, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's daylight savings time, and that means big savings for you at Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Save 20% off all in-stock and special order patio furniture from names like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Lloyd Flanders, and more. It's time to get out and grill with savings on Weber, Big Green Egg, Broilmaster, and much more. Shop and save today on our already low prices. It's all at
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Who's ready to travel? Spring means warmer weather, and warm weather means travel time. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service is going to be offering up to $100 mail-in rebate on Yokohama radial tires April 1st through 30th. The Avid family and the Geolander family are among this rebate, so get on over to Steve's Tire and Easley today. Call them at 859-1361 or check them out online, stscnow.com.
Kids and adults alike are invited to take part in Flight for the Fight Saturday, April 6th. It's an event for the entire family with a 10K starting at 7:30, a 5K at 8, and a half-mile kids fun run at 8:45. The event raises money for DABO's All-In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research and Prevention. Flight for the Fight festivities include music and post-race drawings for participants. You can register online at flightforthefight.com or pick up an entry form at the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. There will be awards for age group winners and food afterwards, courtesy of Jersey Mike's, plus a raffle for all race participants. This is the perfect way to kick off your weekend April 6th prior to the Orange and White game. For details, visit flightforthefight.com. April 6th, Ponderosa Park in 6 Mile. Flight for the Fight in support of DABO's All-In Foundation.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down it goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Destiny with a rising sun. Oh.
texter says, I'm 6'1", 240. I stood next to Mississippi State Center here in Greenville when she was a sophomore playing the Gamecocks. She's kind of like Zion size. And I think he went on to say, not mean, because the text cut off. Where's the rest of it?
I see it. It says, not meaning to be rude to her.
No, look, that's just the fact. I mean, that is a big woman. I mean, she is a big girl. And she's going to be hard for anybody to deal with. I mean, when she just parks herself under the rim, just like Shaq, nothing you could do. They just throw it into her, and she turned and laid it in. That's what most of the second half was. She just parked herself like Shaq right under the rim. They threw it into her. Now, she wasn't ripping the rim down. Maybe next year. No, she wasn't ripping the rim down, and they just turned, and she just turned and lay it in. And again,
like
she's
the chief.
Right. It's not like she's getting off the floor, right? It's not like she has a 36 vertical. She's 2 inches when she jumps. She hardly leaves the floor. She doesn't need to. Like Taco Fall, Central Florida. Dude can dunk standing there. Doesn't have to jump. Standing there. There was a photo of Taco Fall from like the previous game where he had fallen. He was kneeling on the court. And I forget who the player was who was right next to him. He was the same height as the player who was standing next to him when he was kneeling. Are you getting any of this, Ramona? Any of this?
Yes.
Earth to Ramona. Yes.
I've been here the whole time.
Really?
I've been talking too, but apparently sometimes you don't hear that.
Yeah. And I want to get to that game because Central Florida got hosed. You know, Ramona, that Duke beat Central Florida by one? They had to rally. They had to rally.
Ooh.
Oh, they absolutely hosed Central Florida. Ooh. I mean, it's just the way it works. And somebody, I've seen people write on Twitter, they said, yeah, but people should be used to this. Duke gets the calls. Well, they get the calls in the ACC, but not necessarily in the NCAA tournament. That's been part of their fail when they've lost to people like Mercer and Lehigh and, you know, the likes. VCU before Shaka Smart. What are you laughing at in there?
I can't read that one. You read it if you want. Okay. If you find it readable. But I ain't reading it.
Are you talking about the one from G's?
Yeah.
Well, she can't really is the answer. I mean, she basically plays on the floor, but at 6'7", wide body, she can carve out space for herself, and there's nothing anybody else can do. And that's what Clemson found out. I want to get to the NCAA tournament. I want to talk a lot about the tournament today and where we are in that. The longest Sweet 16 streak in the nation belongs to Gonzaga, by the way, by a mile. Gonzaga's been to the Sweet 16 five times in a row. That's two times more than anybody else has. Does that surprise you? It surprises
not me. I haven't gone all the way to the Final Four.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. We're on this major roll of picking things before the season. And before the year, I picked Gonzaga and Virginia. And I don't see any reason to change my mind on either of those things. I think it is going to be Gonzaga and Virginia. I just think they're the best teams.
That's not what I have.
What do you have?
I have LSU and Auburn. LSU winning.
Well, hey, listen.
I have Virginia in my Final Four, but I didn't have them beating Auburn. I have Auburn beating Virginia. And LSU beating Gonzaga.
See, now, I just want to be clear of one thing. I did not say what Austin just wrote me, right? Austin, who is also in this industry, he was at the SEC tourney this year, and he took this picture, which he posted on my Twitter feed, and he said, I got this pic of her at the SEC tourney this year, talking about McGowan, and her legs are like the size of redwood tree trunks. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
That was not me.
You didn't say
right,
that.
I did not say that.
You just read it. Right. Nobody ever had to hear it. You just read it, it was on the air, and everybody knew.
I want to be clear. I just want to be clear. That was not a Walt Diptula Road Rage original thought. I had no. That was not me. That's not me saying that. I read what most people write on my Twitter feed. I it's like a public service. You know, it's what I do. And in this particular picture, she has sort of an angry look on her face, too.
Well, yeah, because this dude's taking
look at this picture. Look at the game picture. Here, I'll retweet it.
Oh, you retweet that one?
I'll retweet it. Look at this game picture. look at the poor. Look at the poor. Which player is that? But she is. She's about to crush somebody. Look at that. Look. See that picture? You see that picture?
I have to get it. Hold on.
Yeah, pull that up. Pull that up. Yes. You know, I'm going to get to this. You know what? I hear you laughing in there, Ramona.
Yeah, she's way bigger than every player. I bet they say to themselves, "Thank goodness she's on our side."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not being negative. I'm just being factual. In that picture, when you see the two other players in that picture, in the size comparison, it's like watching one of those old Japanese horror movies of Godzilla.
God, Godzilla's
crushing the airplanes.
It looks like...
When Godzilla's like crushing the planes.
Yeah. Even her own player there looks like she's having trouble dealing with her being there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like Shaq. You know, when you have that type of size, you know... There's that. Here's something, and this is a terribly sad situation. And where did this go? Good grief. I'm going to hold this for story for until we come back because I can't find what I'm looking for in terms of it. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I can. Yeah, I can. All right. And somebody sent me this again, and I'm aware of this, and I wanted to talk about this situation. Georgia Tech defensive lineman Brandon Adams died suddenly and shockingly when he suffered an aneurysm.
Oh,
terribly sad story. This is a kid who had issues with weight and had worked hard to sort of reinvent his body and had become a much better player in the process and was starting to fulfill some of his potential. So it is certainly a tragic situation. And our thoughts and prayers are with the entire Georgia Tech family. It's a rough time. It's a rough time. Anytime you lose a kid who's been a part of your system, part of your family, very, very, very tragic, very, very unfortunate. And make no mistake about it. That is the story. That is the story. The story is a young man with so much to live for and so much to give and who had worked as hard as Brandon Adams had. Had a big time life in front of him that maybe even included professional football. And so, you know, it's a tragic loss of a young life. And then it's compounded by this, Ramona. Georgia Tech associate head coach under the new staff, Brent Key, wrote this on Twitter regarding the death of Brandon Adams. Remember, this is a new staff. He wrote, Georgia Tech has always and will continue to attract, in capital letters, great men. Today we lost a capital letters great man and gained another great man. Even in the dark days, the future is bright. Now this guy is getting slaughtered all over social media. And basically what he did in this tweet was he traded the life of one player, an existing Georgia Tech player, for an incoming player.
Yeah,
you have to be
talking about a recruit coming in,
right?
At the same sentence as talking about someone dying. That's
right.
Very bad.
Right. You have to be smart enough to separate those two things. You have to be smart enough not to link those things together and to tie them together and act like you can replace the life of a player who just lost his life because you have another one coming in. I mean, look, what this guy is most guilty of is invincible stupidity. But if you're that stupid, it makes me wonder how good a coach you can be. You know, I mean, if you're that ignorant that you would tie those two things together And again, from my standpoint, what's unfortunate is this just clouds the whole situation, because this is not the story. The story is Brandon Adams, the young man, who he was, what he gave to that school, what he was trying to become, all of these things. And unfortunately, you have this mess now because this coach sought to tie recruiting into the death of a kid. I don't know what you do with it if you're Georgia Tech. I don't know if you reprimand, if you say it was inappropriate. I mean, the tweet has been deleted. I think the guy has, he said this in response. He said, I'm devastated by the loss of a great man. I never meant to disrespect Brandon's family or the legacy he left. And I guess at this point, that's all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, he apologized. You can't really, once it's out there, you can't really do anything about it other than apologize.
But you do have to wonder about the mentality of somebody, the brain power, quite honestly, the brain power, the IQ of somebody who would tie those two things together, who would think that was okay to do. I mean, you wrote that first tweet and you didn't see it and say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do this. Here's the thing. We live in a world full of policemen and women, people who just live, they live their lives on keyboards, just awaiting somebody to make what they consider a fatal mistake so that they can all pile on and attack. That's the world we live in. Now, knowing that, you've got to act in advance, preemptively. You've got to be able to try and steer clear of things that are going to cause that type of issue. You've got to try and stay away from that. But this guy didn't do that. And again,
he didn't read over what he was going to send before
I don't know.
I guess not. I guess he just typed it and hit send.
But you can't tie recruiting to the death of a player in your system. It is disrespectful. It's totally disrespectful. And look, again, do I think this guy really meant this? I don't know the guy, so I can't really answer any of that. My hunch is probably not. My hunch is he's probably just stupid. But if, again, as I said, if he's just stupid, then maybe you shouldn't have hired him anyway. There's that. Again, he writes, Georgia Tech has always and will continue to attract, in capital letters, great men. Today we lost a great man and gained another great man. Even in the dark days, the future is bright. Again, you're connecting football with a death. It's just a terrible move. And the most terrible thing of it of all is that it's become the story rather than the death of the young man himself. For me, the story is still Brandon Adams and what he gave and who he was and what he might have been. And it's unfortunate that it gets clouded with this. Before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. It just doesn't get better than George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. This is George Coleman Ford. How about this review, Ramona, from Jennifer? This was March 1st. We bought this big, beautiful van for our family last night, traded in our Acadia because our family's still growing. The whole experience was flawless, easy, and just the best you could imagine. We live about 2 hours away with payment and paperwork situated. We were able to have our new van delivered and our trade-in taken back for us. No headache of having to take all the kids to the dealership for hours. Thank you for everything. So Jennifer is writing to say they live 2 hours away and this transaction was handled from a distance and George Coleman Ford even came and picked up their trade-in so they wouldn't have to drag their kids back and forth. George Coleman Ford, you'll thank me later. Quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk. the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Warmer weather is right around the corner, and that means it's time for you to schedule your seasonal AC checkup with my friends at Carolina Heating Service. Don't wait till the heat is here. Be prepared. The last thing you want to do is sweating inside your own home because your AC unit decided to not turn on. Let Carolina Heating Service prevent that from happening with a factory fresh tune-up. They service all makes and models. Give them a call at 864-232-5684 to stay comfortable all spring and summer long.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Absolute Waste Management is your answer to a clutter-free home, garage, attic, yard, and more. They handle getting rid of the junk you no longer need or want. All you have to do is call. Absolute Waste Management offers competitive pricing, no hidden fees, and get the job done quick. Call today for a clean-out or junk removal service quote. Make the call. You'll be glad you did. 864-266-7131 and visit AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com for more information.
Hey, did you hear who won the Honda President's Award? Hendrick Honda Easley did. That's who. They're the only winner in South Carolina. That's right. Hendrick Honda Easley superseded Honda's expectations in customer service, automotive repair, vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Hendrick Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Hendrick Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at HendrickHondaSC.com.
Join Walt Deptula from Road Rage live on location at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson on Thursday, April 4th from 3 to 7 p.m. Check out the facility and enjoy free Papa John's pizza. One lucky listener will have the chance to win 2 tickets for their child and a friend to attend Deshaun Watson's pro football camp for free. Don't miss it. Thursday, April 4th from 3 to 7. Walt live on location at BioTest Plasma Center, where new donors earn $250 for 5 donations. 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Ready for low prices today and every game day? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need for a great game day gathering. Bring home tasty Archer Farms frozen pizzas and soda. And for an extra easy post-game cleanup, grab some up-and-up paper towels, plates, and solo cups, all priced right daily with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to tip-off. Target run and done.
Tragic stories about our listeners or their families or any of that kind of stuff. And it happens way too frequently. I've been at this a long time, and I've lots of young people. We were just told by a caller who's apparently good friends with him, and Ramona was sort of stunned, and we weren't able to get more information, but we've been told now by two people that we have that Georgia Fred, who is a semi-regular caller to the show and who loved the show, is no longer with us. And if that's true, I'm very, very saddened by that. I never met Fred. True to his name, he lived in Georgia, and that's all I really knew about him. And he would call, he wasn't a regular caller, but he would call, every few weeks. And his calls were always good. There was always something in them. He had a larger than life laugh, which you heard every time he called. I never had the pleasure personally of getting to meet Fred, but I always had the feeling that he's a guy that I would have liked to have gotten to know. And I'm truly saddened, and so our condolences and our thoughts to Georgia Fred's family and his loved ones. And I hate to hear that. Absolutely hate to hear that. And I'll miss him. Honestly, every time we've ever lost a listener, I still miss him. I'll think back on days about calls that they made, and sometimes it's a funny thing. Like the other day, Ramona, I was thinking about, I don't know, somebody was talking about Paul, and I remembered Buddy Brooks's call.
Yeah, calling up, make fun of Paul.
Yeah, after Paul had taken some shots at Buddy. Buddy had finally had enough.
That was a funny call.
And it was one of the funniest calls I've ever heard, because Buddy, had this deep voice and was a military guy, and to hear him call and doing Paul's voice was, and it was something, the kind of thing you would never do. But, and I had that thought, but frequently these things just come back to you at the oddest times. But I can tell you this, I consider you all friends, family. You listen to the show, and whenever anything happens to you, it happens to me too. So I'm truly saddened about Georgia Fred. Texas says, REP Georgia Fred, God be with his family. We can all be Bulldogs today. Exactly right. Exactly right. You want to get in, 654-7627.